Deacon Brothers Fine Jewelry. How may I help you?
John Paul, my man, what's going on? It's Gavin.
I'm good. How are you doing, Gavin?
I'm doing okay. My be doing a little bit better. This little devil, man, let me tell you. Dude, this little guy, to cap off Mother's Day weekend, decides to swallow a quarter.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of all things. Of all things. It could have been two dimes and a nickel. No, you want to go for the quarter. So, yeah, that's what I've. That's my pretty much my week for the rest of the week. I'm over here playing Inspector Poop and whatnot. So, yeah, man.
A hungry appetite.
But, you know, how you guys been, though? What's been going on over there?
It's been all right. We had a nice Mother's Day with the family. We ate lots of food.
Very good. So now I'm curious. What kind of foods were you guys, you know, indulging in on Mother's Day there?
So, the eggs. I don't know how to describe it. Shakshuka. What do you call those eggs? Shakshuka. Yeah, shakshuka or minime.
Oh, never heard of those. Shakshuka.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Describe it to me. I'm trying to picture it. You know what I mean?
So, the eggs, they're not runny. They're not runny, but they still kind of are. I guess the eggs are poached.
Okay.
It has tomatoes, onions, garlic. You can even have it with a little meat if you want. That's a little too much work.
That actually sounds delish.
It's really good.
It's called shakshuka, right? You see, that's what that is?
Shakshuka.
Shakshuka. Shakshuka. Gotcha.
It's very good. You should go online, find a recipe, and enjoy it.
What do you think I'm looking up right now? Yeah, I just saw me a few here on Google. Yeah, I was like, hey, let me type that in real quick. No, it looks phenomenal, actually. That's right up my alley for sure, man. Wow. So you guys were eating good on Mother's Day.
Yeah, okay.
I'm jealous, actually, now, because all I did was a regular, normal... I have a very, like, I wouldn't call it a strict diet, but I have a very boring diet. Like, I haven't changed what I've eaten in, like, 8 years, 9 years, or whatever.
You have a regimen that you eat.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I don't really stray away from it. But that is worth straying away for.
Mm-hmm, it really is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it looks good, clean eats, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, 100%. I definitely got to, you know, up the repertoire in my meals here and what I'm doing. But outside of that, though, I wanted to see, man. I know last week was a unsuccessful attempt, if you will, right? So, you know, I wanted to try back again, right? Get on the old horse here and just see, right? Let me get something in your guys' hands, right? Let me just send you something, you know? Free memo, obviously. You're going to have it free overnight. Okay, and if it doesn't, well, because me personally, I've not done business with you all yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if need be, I could definitely probably swallow the shipping back as well. I'll obviously have to get confirmation, but I'm pretty confident I can cover that too. To and from for you guys on this first memo that we do together here,
mm-hmm.
right? So, you know, it could be bracelets, necklaces, straight line, graduated, it doesn't matter, right? Cluster earrings, whatever, flower, anything, loose, right?
This is something that
I really can't do on my own.
I really have to.
I'm asking for your teamwork here.
I'm trying, Gavin. I'm trying. I promise.
We got a tag team, Tekken over there, man. We got a tag team.
I promise, Gavin. I'm working on it too. I hope you know that.
Oh yeah, no, I do. But look, you working on your end, and then for me, it's just being professionally persistent, right?
Yes.
I'm not trying to be overbearing. But, like, just a little, like that fly, right? So he's like, I thought I killed that fly, but it just comes back, you know, a week later. You know?
I don't know anything right now. I'll check in with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Can I put you on hold for a few minutes?
Yeah, man. I'm chilling.
All right. Thank you. I'll be right back.
All right.
Gavin?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for holding. I checked in with my dad. He said we're good right now.
Darn it. I thought we scored a touchdown real quick. I had
to
hands up. Like score.
I know. We're the Olympic runners, and we're passing the torch to each other.
I know. Every time. We're going to win one of these races. I promise you.
Absolutely.
Win.
We will. Yeah.
All right, man, but I won't take up too much more of your time, dude. I'll let you get back to it, man. It's always a pleasure, man.
I appreciate it. And, Gavin, if we need anything, I have your email, so I will always contact you first.
I appreciate that, man, truthfully.
Thank you so much. I hope everything goes okay with your little guy and that quarter comes out. So comes
that
out safely.
That guy is like a superhero, I swear to you, man. Like, I'm not worried about him, you know. He's good. I mean, dude. Like, you would think, right, swallowing a quarter, that takes some type of effort.
It does.
You would never even be in, like, you couldn't even tell. Like, I wasn't home when it happened, right? My wife, she's like, she turned around, he just had the face on him, like he just did something bad.
Mm-hmm.
Not like he was struggling to swallow a quarter or something. It's like he knew he messed up.
Yep.
I get home, right, like 10 minutes later, the EMS is there and everything, they're getting ready to take him. This kid's jumping around the living room from hallway like nothing's ever happened. He's good. I'm just like, so did he swallow a quarter or not? Well, yeah, x-rays prove it. He definitely swallowed it.
Well, I hope he's learned his lesson.
I don't think so. But only time will tell, right?
All right.
But exactly. All right, man. You have a great rest of your day and week, all right?
Thank you so much, Gavin. You as well. Take care.
All right, man. See ya.
Thank you. Goodbye.